else you see that to gain is only to lose. All that she offers me are her chains, and I've got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. I don't intend to stand and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Or maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
Towns Van Zandt wrapping up this segment of the Viva La Mock radio program with his song For the Sake of the Song. Before that, Dave Schramm, title track from the Hammer and Nails album. Hey, my name is Paul. This is the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I always appreciate when you listen. On me because I walked away. I had two reasons to walk away, and I literally walked away. Literally walked away. Because the song I wanna start the next half of the Viva La Mock radio program, I grabbed the wrong album, so I had to go back to the library and grab the correct album. That's the A. And the B is I had to play some Space Negroes from the do the generic ethnic music versions of all your favorite punk / psychedelic songs from the 60s from a 1992. Has been my and is my background music for the duration of the evening. But now, just being a couple minutes past 11 o'clock here in WRCT Pittsburgh, you and I, have to do a WRCT radio and music calendar. Yeah, we got to figure out what's going on around town. All the cool stuff. Maybe a couple lame things. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So what I do is I go to the source, which is WRCT.org, and I click on events. And that helps me get to the calendar, which has a whole bunch of outdated events. So what I do is I go deeper into that calendar and figure out what might be a current event. So let's see, I'll get you a couple of these. Like, for example, at Liberty Magic downtown, Paul Vigil is doing the Doors of Deception. He's known as one of the most accomplished magicians and mentalists in the world. He's been practicing the art of magic since the age of 5. And at 10 years later, when he was 15, he undertook the challenge of becoming a professional performer in his native Salt Lake City. So anyway, he's performing the Doors of Deception now through the 1st of February at Liberty Magic, which is located at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, you can go to trustarts.org/magic. Speaking of trustarts.org, 820 Gallery, now through May 10th, has the Frank Lloyd Wright? Frank Lloyd Wright's Southwestern Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh Projects. Now, it's a partnership with the Westmoreland Museum of American Art and, of course, Falling Water. The Cultural Trust is presenting this exhibition highlighting Frank Lloyd Wright's unrealized projects right here in downtown Pittsburgh. For example, did you know that he had a reimagining of The Point back in 1947? Or a self-service garage for Kaufman's department store in 1949? All this stuff, like, he was planning on, thought about, wanted to do. Or how about the Point View residences that were designed for the Edgar Kaufman Charitable Trust back in 1952. Yeah, all those things. If you go to the 820 Gallery, which is conveniently located at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown, you can check this out now through May 10th. Again, more information can be found at trustarts.org. Harris Theater, speaking of, I'm still on the Trust Arts website, so I'm just pounding this out for you because they're good things. Harris Theater has a father, mother, sister, brother showing now through January 22nd. It's Jim Jarmusch's 14th feature film. That's happening at the Harris. Don't forget on the 15th, which is, I think, the anniversary of David Lynch's passing, they are showing Lost Highway from 1997, a quintessential Lynch film. And then here's a great one. On the 17th, a week from tomorrow, on the 17th, Saturday, they're doing You've Got Gold, or just You Got Gold. I put the V in there. It's a star-studded tribute to John Prine, filmed in October of 2022 at the Ryman Auditorium. So that's all happening at the Harris Theater. For more information about what's going on at the Harris, go online to trustarts.org/film. Harris Theater, in case he didn't tell you, is 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. Just so you're aware of it. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearsing every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side on Cedar Avenue. Now, here's the thing. The Banjo Club is exactly what you think it is. It's a bunch of banjos, but they throw some trombones and tubas and some other great bass. Let's do bass, like all that. And they play the hits of the 20s and the 30s. But what's great is the rehearsal is open to the public to hang out, not to rehearse. Don't bring a banjo. Please do not bring a banjo. Just come and enjoy it. There's food, there's refreshments. But because of me announcing it, they say we want people to call ahead. So please call by Tuesday, 412-321-1834, to make sure that there is room for you to come on Wednesdays when they do their Pittsburgh Banjo Club. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details at least so we can advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar, see what shows are happening. Let's see. Today is, the 9th? So tomorrow, the 10th of January, Wallace Tonight is performing with Fade to Pharaoh and King Blue Heron at the Government Center. The Nerd Herders are doing an album release show tomorrow night at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls with the Creedmoors and Thick Magician. That should be a very good show. Real Estate's in town playing Mr. Smalls, the Big Room, on Monday the 12th with the Fantasy of a Broken Heart opening that show. The God Bullies are in town. Kalamazoo's own 80s punk rock stalwarts with Rated I and Media Profit at Spirit Lounge in Lawrenceville on Thursday the 15th. I, the Mockster, this third. Oh, no, I won't be. Normally I say I would be at Arsenal Lanes, but I'm not this week. I'm taking the week off. I'm taking 2 weeks off, to be honest. I'll tell you more about that in a second. What else we got? What else? Don Was from Was Not Was, along with the Pan Detroit Ensemble, next Friday is at the Thunderbird. The Dang Bang and Action Camp and Favorite Band is playing at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls a week from Saturday on the 17th. Denora. The lovely kids of Denora are probably no longer kids, but they're still kids to me. Are doing an Elmer Lee show at the Pittsburgh Winery. Not the City Winery, the Pittsburgh Winery. On Friday the 23rd. Conspiracy Theories at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls. On the 30th of the month, which is a Friday as well. And then a teaser for February is a Pigeons Playing Ping Pong are doing two nights at Mr. Smalls the first weekend of February. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you want to include an event on this calendar, you can send the details to us at music-calendar@wrct.org. You're getting the radio and the music calendar every day, every single day. At 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. I got to tell you, Arsenal Lanes, and that's why I had to step back, because here's the great thing. So Arsenal Lanes, they have DJ six nights a week, okay? But of those six nights, a lot of those nights are WRCT DJs. Not just me. I'm there, I feel like, a lot. But like, for example, this Sunday, Jay Thurber, who does Radio 9, he's doing a program tomorrow called Radio 9 where he takes old songs, new songs, and songs that are not old or new, and he plays them all together, throws in some comedy bits and some bits of comedy, calls the show Radio 9. It's Saturdays from noon to 3 here in WRCT Pittsburgh, online at WRCT.org. But he'll be live at WRCT. No, live, he'll be doing that, but he'll be live at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday from 9 to midnight. And then I'm going to be there on Tuesday. So see, this is the WRCT connection. I'll be there on Tuesday spinning music. And then on Friday, I think, I don't know, I have the schedule, but it might be, it could be Tuesday's own Minute Pause host, Sean Watson. Spinning, and he does vinyl when he's there. So lots of good things happen at Arsenal Lanes, who are proud supporters of this radio station, 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. We should probably find our way into new music. More music. Not new, just more. Just more music. To keep this radio show going. My name is Paul. This is Viva Lamach here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My live show, which it is now, it is January 9th, 2026.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Got to tell you, I was DJing at Arsenal Lanes on a Tuesday or a Sunday. I don't remember what day it was, and a gentleman, a bowler, came up and said, Mockster, could you play something from the New Zealand band, The Bats? And I was like, of course I can. What a great request this is. It's Made Up in Blue. It's The Bats here on Viva Lamach. He's my man, he's my
ways. Oh, there are so many ways,
so many ways
of singing songs of praise. Oh, what songs will raise in a car between here and Mountain, the green and purple of June, July. The night the lights went out, you should have seen that. I'd give to frame the smile. Life's a maze.
Life's a maze.
It's just a series of days.
Series of days.
A winter, summer haze. Oh, there are so many ways.
So many ways
of singing songs of praise. Oh, what songs will raise. Not to say, but when love is your only expression, then there'll be no more games to play.
Thank you.
watching for a sign to lead me to wherever you are. I can't help it, I would always love you. Used to be no words could come between us. Any time was right for secret meetings. It's different now when you speak. Every word means no. Every word means no.
Mitch, Faye, and Sarah, together they made up Let's Active. Every word means no. Pulled that off of A Foot for You. Before the Let's Active, some suggested Alondra from the UK from their latest release with Days, Years, and Months. Jen said she would like to hear that one on my show, and I found a way to make it happen. A, because it's a good song, and B, because it fit very nicely into that set of music. Before the Alondra, Bart and Friends. Now, Bart was in a band called the Cats Meow back in Australia, back in, I'm going to say the 90s, because the Bart and Friends album came out in 99, so. The song I played was Are You Guys Into Wings from 10 Songs About Cars and Girls. Vomit Launch gave us their cover of the New Zealand band, The Bats, Block of Wood. And I played the New Zealand band, The Bats, from their 1986. I'd like to call it an EP, but I think it was only two songs. Maybe it was a single. Made Up in Blue. By request or by suggestion. Because it was requested when I was at the bowling alley a couple of days ago or a week ago. But now I just made it a suggestion, because it's not that like the guy called me up and said, hey, could you play that song again? Not like the guy's even listening to my radio show. I hope he does, because, you know, he seemed like he had some cool taste in music, according to me, and listeners of my radio show, which is you, have cool taste in music. Now, if you don't have cool taste in music, I got to tell you, we have other shows here on WRCT that will cleanse that palate. Like, for example, on Thursdays from 8 until 10:30, we have a show called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But the twist is, the host takes all these classic artists that he grew up listening to And I think his parents listen to. And he plays new music by them. So you're like, hey, is 30 Day Special doing anything? And he's like, yes, they are. They've got a new album out, and I'm going to play their music. His name is Eric Jackson Lurie. He is so cool. Or maybe it's uncool. I don't know. He's got three names, Eric Jackson Lurie. I just got two names, The Mockster. So I'm going to, you know what? Maybe I should call myself The Jackson Mockster. The Lurie, I don't know. I'll work on it. But anyway, so his show is Quartz in Session. It's a fun show to listen to. It really is. It's every Thursday at 8 p.m. here on 883 FM WRCT. And sometimes, if you're listening to my Friday show, and this is how much I like it, I personally schedule it. I hand schedule whatever plays after my show because I have to listen to it while I'm putting my records away, my CDs away, my 8 tracks away, while I'm putting them all back where they go. And then I walk to the bus, and I have my headphones on, and I got my Walkman tuned to 88.3 FM. I listen to the radio. So I listen to whatever's going on after my show. And a lot of times, you'll hear an encore edition of that Quartz in Session radio program after my show. It is Friday, the 9th of January of the year 2026, believe it or not. Let me tell you, I got a mock coming up in about, let's call it less than 40 minutes. The mock, I've decided, now the rockin' attorney, that Eric Jackson Lurie guy, reached out and said, is the mock going to be Elvis? Is the mock going to be Bowie? Because their birthdays were yesterday. And I'm like, well, if my show was yesterday, it might have been. So maybe he did it on his show because his show was yesterday. My show is today, January 9th. And January 9th marks the anniversary of the date that Connecticut became the fifth state to join the United States. So I went back and I said, do we have bands from Connecticut that I could play? I tell you, this was a challenging mock to make happen. And I'll tell you why when we get into the mock, but the mock is to be bands from Connecticut. Not bands singing about, well, maybe. Maybe I'll dive deep. Maybe I'll take the next 40 minutes and find some songs that are songs about Connecticut. Didn't even think about that. I was so set on trying to find bands from Connecticut. I found bands that had members who were born in Connecticut, but those are not bands from Connecticut. Ugh. The work I do for you, for the limited amount of pay that they give me, which is nothing. My pay is the enjoyment that you're having a good time. Yeah. How about some lightning seeds to keep the evening going? It's Life of Riley here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. My name's Paul. They fall to earth.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons why you listen to this show is that I will play the songs that are kind of like on the they were popular at one point songs. Without embarrassment, it's a Missing Persons from 1982. From their mini LP, it was like four songs, and one of the songs, first song, was called "Words," which was one of their hits. In my mind, I didn't look up to say how big of a hit was it for them that I could translate that to you. But I'm going to tell you that most days I will walk up to my AI gadget. What do we call those things? I don't know. And I'll say, "Hello, AI gadget. Good morning." I don't say it that way because I have to say good morning or AI. Anyway, you figured that out. And if you have never done that, go up to it and say good morning to your little AI gadget. And it will answer you. Now, if you upgraded to the new AI gadget, well, that's creepy. Not that you upgraded it, but I think the whole new one is kind of creepy. And they're going to have to take that to the drawing board. But I keep with the old one, who's a little cranky. Kind of sarcastic, and she told me that today is National Word Nerd Day, and I was like, oh, well, I've got a word nerd song to play, which would be Missing Persons' "Words." I know, it took me that long just to tell you what song I played. Before that, how about The Flirts? The Flirts from their 1982 album, 10 Cents a Dance. Now, you want to hear something kind of fun? I know. You'll be the judge if it's fun or not. But I think it's fun. Is back in 1902, which was, 124 years ago, the state of New York introduced a law to outlaw flirting in public on this very day. So why I played The Flirts for you, a band from New York City with Jukebox, Don't Put Another Dime. Before the Flirts, some Violent Femmes in that set from their debut album from 1983 with Gone Daddy Gone. Gordon Gano, lead singer of the Violent Femmes, actually born in or from, I don't know. It gets blurry as I've been working on this for a long time. In Connecticut. He's a Connecticut boy. But at the age of 10, his family moved to Wisconsin. So to start the Violent Femmes, it's not a Connecticut band. He's just someone who's from Connecticut who started a band in Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin band. Which leads into, I have a mock coming up in about 15 minutes of bands from Connecticut. And I'm hoping, because a lot of these bands, due to its proximity to New York and all that, aren't necessarily bands from Connecticut. But I think I have it. I think I have it. I have 8 bands played or scheduled, and we'll make it happen. Before the Femmes, how about the Loud Family doing their version of America's a Horse with No Name? I felt like a horse with no name all week long. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you want to know more about that. It's nothing big. It's just I'm in this new mode of my life, this next chapter. And I feel like I'm on a horse with no name, at least for a week or two. And then the Lightning Seeds start off the entire set. Whew! All the way to the Lightning Seeds, Life of Riley. To get us to where we are now, which, again, we've got about now 14 minutes, 13 and a half minutes here on WRCT Pittsburgh to get to the mock, which is the state of Connecticut, because it was on this day, on this very day in 17. I know. 1788, they became the 5th state to join the United States Union. Liz Phair, we think of her as a Chicago artist, but she was born in New Haven, Connecticut. So let's play some Liz Phair for you, not in the mock, because she's a Chicago artist, not a Connecticut artist, just happened to be born in Connecticut. It's 6'1" here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I bet you fall in bed too.